Welcome into the Deep Slant Podcast presented by Xfinity. Count on a powerful and secure Wi-Fi connection for all your devices. Xfinity XFi. Can your internet do that? Welcome in. The 2023 NFL Draft is in the books, and I had to put out a podcast as soon as possible because I had a chance to catch up with each and every one of the Texans' 9 draft picks as soon as the pick took place. So a one-on-one with each of your newest Texans. I'm going to put them all here in this podcast. You're going to get their reaction. You're going to find out a little bit more about each guy. And we have some fun, and you're going to get the real true emotion that these guys are feeling after they were selected by the Texans. CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, Juice Scruggs, Tank Dell, Dylan Horton, Henry Toa, Jarrett Patterson, Xavier Hutchinson, and Brandon Hill. They are all on this podcast. You're going to hear from them first. These were actually exclusive interviews that we played during Texans Draft Live during our draft coverage on Texans Radio. And so I was getting these guys as soon as they were picked, and then we'd play them on the air. And so, you know, a lot of people were asking, hey, where can I hear these interviews? So the draft show's over, but the interviews live on in the form of the Deep Slant podcast. So I'm super excited to bring this to you. But first, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in Houston. Stream Texans games on a powerful and secure Wi-Fi network and count on a reliable connection for all your devices. Xfinity XFi. Can your internet do that? All right. Well, this year's draft started off with a bang, with the number 2 overall pick, and then quickly the number 3 overall pick. So a fast and furious draft where the Texans traded 8 different times, which was a record across the NFL, a record for the Texans as well. And so it was so much fun. So let's get right into it. Without further ado, I'm going to start it off with CJ Stroud right here on the Deep Slant podcast presented by Xfinity. First of all, congratulations to both of you. All right. So we just finished press conference with the local media. CJ, you said you woke up feeling like today you might be a Houston Texan. What made you feel like you were going to come here to Houston today?
Well, I had a really sought out prayer. I got on my knees last night and prayed out loud and just asked God, man, whatever you want in my life, that if it's your will, it's mine. So for some reason, I knew when I seen my suit in the morning, I was like, that's kind of interesting. So yeah, it was just something that I felt like in my heart, in my gut, in my spirit. And I'm super excited that it came true. Super excited to work with Bobby and all the quarterback coaches and everybody in that building. I want to definitely thank the McNairs for giving me the opportunity, me and Will. And thank you to Nick, man, for the opportunity to come play for the Texans.
CJ, I actually saw you in the team cafeteria when you were here on your visit. How did it go when you met with Bobby Slowick and the team? You said that you feel like you're going to fit well into this Shanahan type of offense, but how did your meeting overall go with the team?
It went very well. The food in the cafeteria was very good, which I'm very excited
about. It's really good.
Really, yeah, like it's bomb. Even the water is good. So, yeah, I'm excited for everything. Me and Bobby had a great conversation. Got to feel him out a little bit, see how he liked to coach, see like some things he thought I could work on. So definitely excited to do that. Me and Jerron Johnson have actually had past history at the Elite 11. He was my coach, and we ended up winning the championship. And he coached me to win MVP. So we try to double down on that in the league. and that's something I'm very excited about maybe accomplishing. So the meeting went amazing. I had a great time in Houston. That was my first time. So now like going to live there. So I'm super excited.
All right. And how about you, Will? I mean, obviously the Texans trade up to number 3. I mean, has it sunk in yet? What was the feeling going through your head when you realized the Texans were back on the clock and they were about to take you?
My heart had dropped. I just seen like Houston, Texas pop up on my phone. And I was like they think you that good to come up and trade and get you, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just a big blessing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have any words to describe the way I'm feeling right now. I just know I'm like, it's just a blessing.
I think all of Houston went nuts when Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans made that move. But what about for you? You get to play for D'Amico Ryans, who obviously just legendary to Alabama. You guys have that Alabama connection going. You know, what is it like for you to get to play for a guy that's had such a successful NFL career and now he's the head coach of the Houston Texans?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's going to be hard work, but I feel like it's going to be easy just because I know what he is going to expect. I know his mindset. I know the mentality that he has. And it's just similar to mine, like that relentless mindset, that swarm mindset. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just so thankful for, you know, Nick, the McNairs, all of them for this opportunity, Coach Ryans, everybody for this opportunity. I'm super appreciative and I don't take it for granted at all.
You guys have obviously in the Houston Texans have had some losing seasons in the past few years. So the fans are super excited to get two big name college players on this team for 2023. You know, what does it feel like to be a part of this rebuilding process? And what do you really feel like you can bring to the Houston Texans? CJ, I'll start with you.
Yeah, it's an honor. I know that we're in the real in the building process trying to rebuild this thing, but I think you just added two type players that come from winning programs and know how to win and what it takes. And I think D'Amico brings that, and Bobby Slug does bring that as well, just because they came from the Niners when Daniel got to the Super Bowl last year, run a great offense, run a great defense. And I just think that the recipe, we just keep building great players, great relationships, great connections with the coaches. It's all going to work out. So, and I think I can bring a franchise quarterback. I know I'm not that yet, but I feel like I can become that just by hard work, preparation, a relentless effort. I mean, swarming in any aspect that I can, helping the city of Houston, helping the community. And I'm just really excited to get out there. So, I mean, I'm going to bring accuracy, deep ball ability, be able to run a little bit, to extend plays, and really make people miss. Anything that the coaches asked me to do, man, I'm willing to do. So, man, thank you to the McNairs for the opportunity. And thank you to Nick Casario, Mr. Casario, for actually the opportunity as well.
For me, I know it's a whole bunch of special guys in the locker room. You know, they're on to something big over there. You know, those guys, they work their butt off every day. You know what I'm saying? So just adding players like me and CJ, you know, I think it's going to be really good, you know, just connect with those guys and get to work with those guys and, you know, just play football like we love to do. And I think that's what it's all about. But, man, the guys in the locker room were great. You know what I'm saying? When I just talking to them, and the coaching staff that they have there is really great as well. So when you have things like that, you have no choice but to be successful. And I think it just starts with, you know, everybody buying in, being all committed, and just having fun and doing what we do is play football. So we're really excited to be a part of the Texans, and we can't wait to get to work.
We're so excited. And CJ, you're going to get to enjoy lots more of the great cafeteria food as well. As
can't wait. Both of you. We were talking about on the layup, man. It was bomb. Shout out NRG, man.
And it is really good water. It's like the really good water. It's both of you guys, congratulations on a fantastic night. Can't wait to see you all in Houston tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, Juice. Welcome to the Texans. All right, so the Texans move up to the second round, and they snag you with the pick. So what's your reaction? Were you surprised? What was going through your mind?
Yeah, definitely surprised. My agent, we had talks that I would be going with definitely third round. He said, don't be surprised for second round. But just when you get the call, it just shocks you. And I was definitely surprised to get a call from the Texans, because we didn't talk that much, but it was definitely a great feeling for sure.
All right. You said that your nickname came from your dad growing up because you didn't drink milk as a baby. So is Juice short for anything? It's like if you Google you, it just comes up as Juice.
Yeah, no, it's just Juice. Like that's literally why my name is Juice, because I didn't drink milk.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the strengths of your game. I heard you telling local media that you can play both guard positions as well as the center position. You bring a lot of versatility. Tell us a little bit more about what you bring to the O-line.
Yeah, definitely. I'm bringing physicality. I'm bringing somebody that's going to come off the ball every play and give everything you got every snap. And I'm just ready to learn, ready to dive in the playbook, get going. And I'm just excited to get to know the guys. Man, I'm just ready to go. Can't wait.
You seem so ready to go. And you know, I just been reading about you. I know you talked about it a little bit, the car accident that you suffered through when you were at Penn State. Walk us through that, because you weren't able to play football for a really long time. And so to come back from that and have a moment like this where you're drafted in the NFL, it seems like it's come full circle for you. But, you know, what was the impact of going through something like that?
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. It was just something God put me a challenge through. And I got through it. It was definitely a rough time, but I'm just thankful for my family, Penn State, for having my back, and my girlfriend. She was there by my side. And I'm just forever thankful for the people in my corner. They got me through them hard times. And it was really just another injury. That's how I looked at it. And I just worked my butt off, and we got through it.
In that time that you weren't able to play, you were sort of the assistant or a de facto O-line coach there for Penn State. So what was your role when you were not able to play on the field? How were you still involved in the Penn State football program?
Yeah, really. I just treated it as, if I'm not playing, I will just learn as much as I can. So when I got hurt, I was always in the back with the coaches. And I was just like listening to see what they're talking about, like just seeing like how they operate. And it was just cool again to sit back and look at that from their perspective to see how the game is. And I learned a lot. Like, I learned formations, like just learning everything about just the whole offense and not just the O-line. So it was really it really benefited me when I was hurt, just sitting back and observing And I was really just learning all the plays, and I would just do the hand signals from time to time. And yeah, it was cool. It was like basically I was got to be a coach for a little bit.
Do you think you changed your game when you came back and played after going through something like that and learning, seeing the game from just sort of a different vantage point?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely, I saw a lot of things like I didn't see at first. Definitely being so young and sitting back and then watching it, I definitely saw a lot. And it definitely helped me just tweak little things and just understand angles for real.
All right, so the Texans take C.J. Stroud with the second overall pick. How excited are you that you could be snapping the ball to him?
Oh, no, I'm extremely excited. Just the talent he has alone is incredible, and I'm ready to get to work with him. I haven't met him, but I've heard great things about him. I worked out with Paris Johnson at Exos during combine training, and he's told me nothing but good things about him. So I'm just excited to get to work, and it's just crazy because we were on opposing teams going against each other, and now we're on the same team. So I'm ready to get to work with him for sure.
All right, Juuson, what about Houston? What do you know about Houston? You're going to learn all about it soon enough, but what do you know about Houston? What do you know about Texas?
Man, I'm just ready to get started. Really, I don't know much. I just know the Rockets, and that's about it. I got the Astros. I know Travis Scott is from Houston.
Okay.
So I got to get caught up. That's my background.
We'll get you brushed up on everything Houston before you get here, Juice. Welcome to Houston. Congratulations. Can't wait to see you down here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi, Tank. I'm DP with the Texans. Congratulations. And thank you. Welcome back to Houston.
Yes, man. I ain't never leave. I'm still here.
That's how we all feel about Houston. All right. You're wearing this I really love your necklace. So for those of us that can't see it, can you explain what your necklace is? It looks like it says Flash.
It says Flash with a lightning bolt. I feel like that just explains how I play on the field. It's a nickname. I actually, some of my friends call me that, but that's the nickname that I go by, that I like to go by, Flash, just because how I play on the field. I feel like I just be, you know, going in and out everywhere.
All right. So where did Tank come from?
My mom right here. She gave me this name. I had a big head when I was a baby, so and it just stuck with me.
So he's Tank, he's Flash on the field. I love that you said you want to get to work tonight. You just can't get to work tonight. But you said you had a phone call with C.J. Stroud. What was that like?
Yeah. You know, me and him was messaging something on Instagram. Then he called me. And he was just asking me about, like, what the other coaches were saying and things like that, where they got me projected to go. And I was just telling him, like, just make sure they come up and draft me. Like, I told him I want to play with him. I told him we'll have fun together for sure. Feel like we're going to do our thing. You know, we on a rebuilding thing with Houston, but we're going to for sure get over that hump, and we finna start winning some games.
You said you commented on the Texans Instagram that you wanted to stay here in Houston. What is it about this team? What is it about this city that made you want to stay here and start your NFL career here?
The culture of the city, just the fans. I love it all. Like I said before in my other interview, this was the city that took me in. I was young. I was in JUCO. Nobody believed in me and things like that. In Houston, you know, the fan base, the coaches, everyone around just took me in. And then after that, I just built so much love for the Houston. I just built so much love for the city, the state of Texas, and we here. I'm just ready to go.
All right, tell me a little bit about your game. You're obviously the leader in receptions, yards, touchdowns in college football. What can Texans fans expect from your game when you start playing here for the Texans?
They can for sure expect some excitement. I'm coming to give them everything I got. So excitement, they can expect us to get some wins. As a team, you know, I want to keep this as a team thing, just a rebuild, and we're gonna win as a team. We're gonna go out there, you know, we're gonna bring that swag back. Everybody gonna want to come to the games, and me, CJ, all the other guys, everyone, we just gonna bring it together, and we're gonna go to work.
All right, how about special teams? You say Flash, and you're a Flash on special teams just from the highlights I've seen. What do you add to the special teams?
I feel like I add a lot of value to the special teams. Me just being electric with the ball in my hand. So just punt return, I feel like I can get that kick return also. But, you know, punt return is one of my strong suits that I was at last season. So punt return with the ball in my hands, you know, I just know how to read the field. Like you said, I'm quick, I'm fast. I can, you think I'm like stuck right there, I can get out of some things, you know, get out of some jams. And explosiveness, you know, I can go score the ball, do what I got to do. So
Hank, when you saw the Houston number pop up on your phone, were you surprised? What did your pre-draft process look like with the Texans? How much did you think that you were going to end up with the Texans? Is it a surprise? Were you thinking this is where it might go? You know, what was your reaction when you saw the number on your phone?
I wouldn't say a surprise. You know, I kind of manifested it all. I talked about it since the draft process started happening. But, you know, me and all the coaches, we've been in contact. I came on a 30 visit. Before the 30 visit at Senior Bowl, we had meetings with each other. Just at my pro day, you know, they came. They right up the street. You know, they came. We was talking, chopping it up. Nick, the GM, he came, and we was all talking. And I felt like I was going to come here, you know. So it really wasn't a surprise, but I'm very grateful.
You've been in Houston for the past 3 years, so you've seen what this team has gone through with the rebuild. You were here, obviously, when the Texans hired DeMeco Ryans. What was your reaction in seeing him named as head coach? And then what was your reaction when you actually met him and got to get to know him a little bit better?
My reaction, I was ready. As soon as they announced it, you know, I was ready. I was excited. Me and him had a long conversation on my 30 visit. You know, we talked away from football just about life, and he's a great human being. He's a great leader. He's a great coach and a great father, so I can't wait to get to work with him. And I know he's a winner. He loves to win, and me and him on the same page because I love to win. So it's going to be great.
Tank, you get to stay in Houston. So what's your favorite part about getting to stay in this city?
I know my least favorite is the traffic, but my favorite, I love everything about it. So I can't really say one thing. The food, right. One thing is a lot of things.
Yeah, I know you said you love the culture too. So Tank, it'll be exciting to have you stay in Houston. I know Houston fans are so excited to see that you're a Texan. You're wearing the hat. You're rocking it nicely along with the flash necklace. Congrats again, and welcome to the Texans.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Dylan, congratulations. Welcome to the Houston Texans. I'd say welcome to Houston, but you just told the local media you were born in Houston. What are some of the emotions going through your mind right now?
Man, I'm just extremely excited. I'm excited to, you know, be part of the Houston community. Part of the team. You know, I'm happy I get to stay in Texas for a major fact. So
it was so loud when you got the call. You actually went into another room to do this interview. So what's going on at your place right now? What's happening at the Horton draft party?
Right. I had my family come in, my grandparents, my aunts, uncles, and some of my cousins. So I'm really excited they got to be here to cherish and celebrate the moment with me.
Throughout this draft process, did you feel like the Houston Texans were a real possibility? What were your meetings like with the team, with DeMeco Ryans, or does this come as somewhat of a surprise to you?
Right. Honestly, it doesn't come as a surprise. And just the fact that we had really great meetings throughout the whole process, you know, we got to, you know, really get a good understanding of who we were as people, who we were as players and coaches. And, you know, we've had a really comfortable bond throughout the whole process. So I'm really excited for this opportunity.
What were your visits like? Did you take a visit to Houston, or did they come check you out at your pro day? What were your visits like?
Right. So I actually didn't take a visit to Houston. We had a lot of meetings at the Combine and the Senior Bowl. And then after that, it was strictly Zooms, calls, and texts.
Getting to play for a defensive-minded coach like DeMeco Ryans, what do you like about his system? Where do you feel like you can fit in, and what strengths do you bring to the game?
And I'm extremely excited to be part of this war mentality here at the Houston Texans. Specifically, Coach, he played the attack style defense, and I'm really excited to be a part of that. You know, I feel like being able to be aggressive and come off the ball and, you know, disrupt the offense is something I'm really good at.
You saw the Texans take Will Anderson with the number 3 overall pick. What do you think of getting to be a part of a D-line with a talent like him?
Right. He's extremely talented. I'm really happy for this opportunity. I feel like we're going to have something special coming off the edge.
All right, so you said that you had played a lot of different positions, obviously safety, linebacker, D-line. So, you put on a lot of weight throughout this process. How much weight did you have to put on throughout your collegiate career?
Well, my collegiate career, I probably got to college weighing 205 pounds, 215 pounds, and I got up to 275.
Wow. Yes, ma'am. All right, so a lot of cheat meals, or how does one put on that much weight in such a short amount of time?
Truthfully, I feel like it's a lot of working out, a lot of meals, carbs, understanding what to eat and when to eat it. So I'm really happy. I was blessed to be in around a situation, around a group of people who understood, you know, what my goals were and how to help me get there.
Yeah, you're probably not eating the good stuff like most people would want. How about playing all these different positions? How does that really change your view of playing in a defensive scheme? Just the fact that you've played so many different positions.
I feel like playing different positions makes me understand the game in a different way. You know, I started from safety and worked my way down closer to the ball. So after that, I got to see the speed of the game change, you know, my responsibilities, you know, how people play the game changes. And I feel like I can just kind of use that to make me to a better football player.
You get to start your NFL career where your college career sort of ends in the state of Texas. That's what's right. The best part of getting to play in Houston?
Man, the fan base is amazing. I'm really excited just to be part of the community, family, and it's a really exciting moment.
We're so excited for you, Dylan. Can't wait to see you down here in Houston. Thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, Henry Toa-Toa, welcome to the Houston Texans. First of all, congratulations. What is the feeling like right now in the Toa-Toa household?
Indescribable. Like, we've been waiting so long. And, you know, obviously, like, we didn't think we was going to drop this low. But, you know, we're happy, proud, super excited. Everybody's smiling. And it's like a big stress reliever. Super excited.
I was going to say, normally guys get on a group text chain with their teammates, but you probably already are on a text chain with you're reunited now with a number of players. Let's start with Christian Harris. The two of you guys played together for that linebacking core in Alabama in 2021. What's it like for you to be able to play with him again?
Man, that's like my best friend. Like, people don't know, like, we were best friends in college. So, like, everywhere Christian went, I went. Everywhere I went, Christian went. So, like, being able to reunite with him and, like, Will and Mechie and, like, us being back together in that locker room to, like, build and create what we had at Bama and bring that to the Texans, like, that's a blessing. And, like, only good things have come for the Texans, like, some good things.
Why do you think the Texans like these Alabama players so much? What do you think are some of the similarities of what you're able to do in college and what you see, like, D'Amico Ryan's wanting to do in this defense?
I mean, you know, Bama, we're built on hard work, hard-nosed football, trust in the process, and day-in, day-out grinders. So, like, that's one thing you can get from a Bama player is somebody who works their tail off and who loves football and who's going to go out every single day and give you everything he has. So, you know, that's a testament to, you know, the program at Alabama and who we are as Bama players.
I've heard a lot about your game. One of the things that I hear the most is just your instinct for knowing where the ball is. Where does that come from?
Man, I don't know. I've just been like that my whole life. Like, my dad's been my lifelong coach, so he's definitely helped me along the way to be able to get where I am now. So, I don't know. It's just been in me ever since I played football. Football's been my love. So, like, definitely, I don't know. It's just in me.
Did your dad play football?
Yeah, my dad played football. He finished in high school. He had a scholarship, but he had my brother at such a young age and, you know, decided to take care of my older brother. But, yeah, like, He's just so smart, so knowledgeable. Like, he loves the game. He's always around it, always around different coaches and trying to gain knowledge from different people. So he's a good one. He's a good one.
You come from a really big family. So one of eight kids. I heard you tell the local media, three sisters, four brothers. You're the second oldest. What is that, being in a big family? How do you think that prepares you for life in general?
I mean, you know, I don't never get no peace. Like, my kids are always, like, around me. We're always doing something. So, like, you know, being able to have a supportive family like that has prepared me so much, knowing that I have a support system so big and they'll love me regardless of what I do, where I go, or how high or how low. Yeah, just a big supportive system. So, like, I'm happy, I'm proud that they're behind me in everything that I do, and I'm blessed to have them.
You played running back in high school. So how much do you think that really prepared you for just being able to play against the run?
A lot, you know, being able to know what a running back's going to do, know different holes and how linemen block and, you know, trying to think like a running back when you're playing linebacker. So that was definitely huge for me.
I thought it was surprising that you said that it was a shock that the Texans picked you. So why is it such a shock that it was the Texans?
I didn't really talk to him. I didn't talk to him a lot. I had like an informal meeting with him. Had a Zoom with him, but it wasn't nothing crazy. Like, rarely talked to him. That was the crazy part.
So out of your teammates, who do you think is going to hit you up first on the phone, or if they haven't already?
That's why they dropped, because Christian Harris just called me, and I'm trying to hang it up. But, yeah, it was Christian Harris.
Oh, so he was calling you while we were doing this interview?
While we were doing it, and I was trying to hang it up, and then it dropped.
All right, Henry, well, I'll let you go. You can pick up with Christian where y'all left off, both on the field and off the field. Congrats again, and welcome to the Texans. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, joining me now, Jared Patterson, the Texans' sixth-round pick out of Notre Dame. Jared, first of all, congratulations. Welcome to the Texans. What's going through your mind right now?
Oh, yeah, I think it's pretty surreal. I mean, at first, I want to obviously thank Coach Ryan, McNair, Nick Caserio for giving me this opportunity to be with Houston. And, I mean, I'm just really excited. For one, I love during the combine process, I was training in Texas, loved the area. So I was pretty pumped when Houston called and really just seeing the draft class of guys you're getting in as well. I mean, I think it's a really exciting time. So, I mean, I'm just really pumped right now. It's really surreal.
So you're from California. You went to school in Notre Dame. Whereabouts in Texas were you training this offseason?
I was in Frisco Sports Academy.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about your injury, just battling your way back and trying to show these teams how fluid of a player you are. What was that like for you, just battling through that adversity and then getting to this point, hearing your name called here during the NFL draft?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough last season. I came back for my fifth year, and obviously one of the biggest things I was worried about was injuries. And unfortunately, I had a few, but that was a risk I knew, you know, going into it. So, yeah, going to this past offseason, that's, you know, as you said, I wanted to show, you know, how fluid of an athlete I was. And really, I mean, that was just the main focus. And I was just waiting around for a few hours. It definitely gets a little nerve-wracking, but as soon as it started ringing, I answered it right away.
Were you surprised to see the Houston number on your phone?
Not really. I had a Zoom interview this previous Sunday with Coach Drews, and you know, I thought it went pretty well, and I kind of had a good feeling. But I mean, you never know with this process, but it was definitely one of the options, possibilities for sure, going into this weekend.
You played a lot of center, and you moved over to left guard your final season at Notre Dame. What are some of the strengths of your game? What can you bring to the O-line?
I think the first thing, I played center for 3 years, as you said, guard this past year, just being smart. You know, being smart, send the communication wherever it has to be, and then just being dependable on and off the field, whatever, you know, assignment on the field I'll do, and then just being a great teammate off of it, helping guys out, whatever it may be.
Is there a particular player, offensive lineman, who you've modeled your game after?
Honestly, really anyone from Notre Dame. We've been so blessed to have so many great guys come through the past, you know, decade, 15 years. So anytime I get to watch one of those guys on Sunday, it's really exciting.
Have you always been an offensive lineman? I was reading that in high school you were a tackle. So have you played anywhere else except for the O-line in your football career?
No, I've only played O-line, only.
How does that help an offensive lineman, the fact that that's your bread and butter of your game? You've had all these years to really hone in on your craft.
Yeah, I mean, it just let me focus on one position through really like my whole life playing this game. I played tackle in high school. I played center and guard in college, so I've kind of had a taste of really all three positions on the offensive line. So I feel pretty comfortable doing whatever the coaches ask me to do.
I heard you talking to the local media about CJ Stroud and just the battles that Notre Dame and Ohio State have had during your career there. What do you think about getting to come here to Houston and getting to potentially snap the ball to a quarterback like him?
Oh, it's super exciting. I mean, I take a lot of pride. As you saw the other media interview I did, just, you know, protecting the ball carrier, all, you know, whatever it takes. And, you know, for him, we watched him obviously play in the opener and watching him, you know, throughout the season, especially the playoff game, you know, how special of a player he is in person. And it's really exciting to go block for someone like that. You're going to take a lot of pride in it for sure.
All right, Jarrett. Well, welcome to the Texans. Welcome back to Texas, I should say.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Can't wait to see you down here.
Yeah. Thank you, DP.
All right, the Texans trade back up fast and furious here in the sixth round, and I'm chatting with Xavier Hutchinson, wide receiver out of Iowa State. First of all, Xavier, congrats. Welcome to the Texans. What's your reaction right now?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm over the moon right now. This still doesn't even feel real, but, you know, I'm just so blessed and grateful to have this opportunity to play for, you know, a great organization and a great head coach. You know, I honestly just really can't get – I'm just ready to work. That's all I can say. I'm just ready to work, you know, and I'm ready to put in, you know, the grind with everybody on in that team and in that organization.
You're probably too young to remember, but the Texans had another wide receiver out of Iowa State and a return man in J.J. Moses back in 2003-2004 era. Does the name sound familiar at all, J.J. Moses?
No, I don't think so. I was also 3 years old, so that's a little vintage for me.
We'll have to get you two acquainted. Your journey is such an interesting one. You started off at Blinn College, and you said you ate a lot of Bluebell ice cream there. So tell me a little bit about your JUCO journey, how you started off there, and then how you ended up at Iowa State.
Yeah, you know, coming out of high school, you know, I really just didn't handle the things I was supposed to handle. I got a great opportunity to go to Blinn in Brenham, Texas. You know, from the moment that I got there, you know, I enjoyed it. I loved everything about it. You know, it made me who I am today. You know, off the field and on the field. So, you know, a lot of the credit for who I am today is, you know, a big part for me going through that JUCO route. You know, I really just wouldn't change it for the world.
You made a big splash when you landed at Iowa State. You were named Big 12 Offensive Newcomer of the Year in 2020. How much did your journey from JUCO really motivate you to play at that next level once you did get to Iowa State?
Yeah, you know, I really just think it put a chip on my shoulder. I was never satisfied with just being, you know, okay or good. You know, I always wanted to be great. I always wanted to, it's always been my dream since I was 5 years old. I know everybody says that, but, you know, just to be able to play on the NFL team, and, you know, to have the opportunity to, you know, impact them in a great way, you know, has always been my dream. So, you know, now to have this, man, like I said before, it's so surreal. And I'm so sorry if I keep repeating myself as well.
No, the emotions are definitely heartfelt. I can definitely feel it here. What about for yourself, your skill set? I mean, wide receivers have so many different things they do well. If you were to describe your skill set, what is it that you do well? What are the strengths of your game?
Yeah. You know, I really think just being able to put the ball in my hands, my yak ability, you know, it's nothing pretty, but, you know, I fight for yards. You know, I'm not willing to go down easy. And I also just feel like, you know, my contested catches and my versatility, I can play out wide. I can play in the slot, you know, whatever the team needs me to do. You know, I feel like that's what I can bring to a team very well.
A lot of newcomers, a lot of rookies on this offense, one of them being CJ Stroud, who the Texans took with the number 2 overall pick. You said you've watched a lot of his games. What do you like about the way he plays the position?
His composure. You know, no moment is ever too big for him. And, you know, when you have a quarterback like that, man, you can ride for him. And, you know, I know he's going to do wonderful. You know, hopefully, you know, I can make an impact in his young career, you know, as, you know, and vice versa for me as well. But, you know, I'm just really excited to get to work with him. High character guy, it seems like, a guy who's really motivated to be great as well. So, you know, when you surround yourself around great people and who want to be really great at what they do, you know, it's going to ultimately, you know, it's going to ultimately make you better.
You said your first coach was your dad at 6 years old. What's the best advice your dad has ever given you?
Stay down and work. That's been his motto. You know, there's no fairy dust that, you know, just gets sprinkled over you and you magically become good. You know, every single day you have to find something to get better at. You know, I really took that and I ran with it. So that's the best advice I think he's ever given me.
All right, David, you ate a lot of Bluebell ice cream. What's your favorite flavor?
Cookies and cream, for sure. Oh. That Bluebell ice cream, cookies and cream is top. It's top notch. I don't think anything can really beat it.
All right, you're going to get to eat a lot of cookies and cream, Xavier. Welcome to the Texans. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Joining me now, Brandon Hill, the Texans' final draft pick of the 2023 NFL Draft. Brandon, you said it was a long day. It's been a long 3 days for us Texans fans, but how about for yourself? Did you think the call would come sooner? Is this about what you expected? What was it like when the phone finally rang for you?
Yes, ma'am. I actually, to be honest, did think the call was going to come sooner, but just blessed to be here, blessed for this opportunity. And I want to thank D'Amico Ryan and his whole staff for giving me the opportunity. So definitely going to make the most of it, ready to come and get to work.
When we saw your name get announced on the screen, we saw D'Amico Ryan's pick up the phone and talk to you. What was that conversation like?
It was just, like I said, congratulating me, welcoming me to the family, and just really, just overly excited, just ready to come in and just come to Houston.
All right, let's talk about your game a little bit. 4.43, 40-yard dash. You're obviously very speedy. What are you bringing to this Texans backfield?
Bringing, just like you said, I'm bringing speed. I'm bringing physicality, bringing a leader and a guy that's going to compete every single play. So, yes, ma'am.
Were there any safeties growing up that you watched that you really modeled your game after?
Definitely. So, like, I started, like, watching football for real, and, like, having, like, favorite teams when Cam Chancellor, that Legion of Boom era was going on. So definitely looked up to Cam Chancellor and guys in the league now, Derwin James and guys like that, Jamal Adams, guys like that, just really trying to just for them doing it for such a long time at a high level, just really trying to take bits and pieces of their game, add it to mine, but also have my own game, my own flair coming into a game. So yes, ma'am.
All right, so before Cam Chancellor, you were not watching football for real. You were just sort of kind of watching it.
No, I was watching it, but I started, like, favoring that Legion of Boom, that, like, okay, I like Seattle now. Like, so I was really like that growing up.
Had you always played safety? What other positions did you play growing up?
I actually played running back since till high school. I remember my freshman year, I had the option to play running back on JV or varsity at safety, so I took the opportunity, a chance to play varsity and perfected my craft and just got better each and every week and every day. So definitely love the defensive side more.
So when did you make the switch to defense? When you got to Pitt?
To high school. So my freshman year of high school.
When you switched to safety, how much did playing running back sort of help you? Or did you miss having the ball in your hands at all?
I do miss it, so that's why I try to get a lot of, when I get a pick, I just turn into a running back. So definitely helped me a lot. Well, just I feel like the physicality too, because the guys are going to try to come hit you as a running back every play. So definitely love being a hitter instead of the one being hit. So yes, ma'am.
And what about special teams? What can you bring to the special teams unit?
Oh, I could bring it all on special teams. I could bring the speed and physicality to go down there and make a play, pinning guys inside the 10, 20 yards. So definitely want to make an impact however on this team. And I'm just excited, ready to get there.
Had you met with D'Amico Ryans throughout this draft process? Had you talked to the Texans?
Yes, I had a conversation with the Texans before Indy, leading up to Indy, after Indianapolis, the combine. So yes, ma'am, definitely excited and is ready to work.
And how familiar are you with the Texans defense? We got Jalen Petrie back there, Jimmy Ward, a veteran safety who just signed here from the 49ers. To get to play with those guys in that room, what do you know about that group?
I know they're a hardworking group. They're competitive. And I know this coach wants to come and win games. So that's what I can help come do. So just ready, just to get there and just ready to experience it all.
All right, you've never been to Texas before, so I want to know what you think Texas is going to be like when you get here. What are you most excited about seeing when you get here?
The facility. This is the first time I've seen the facility, but I don't know what to expect. I've heard a lot of things, like people visiting Houston, Dallas. It's Texas always on the move, a good area, but I don't know what to expect right now. Just ready to get there, just ready to see what's out there for me, and just ready to take it from there.
I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to love the food. I think you're going to love the people. And we can't wait to welcome you down here, Brandon. Congrats once again. Can't wait to see you here in Houston.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that for sure. Definitely. Can't wait to be there.
And there you have it. The newest members of the Houston Texans, the 2023 draft class, all right here in one podcast. The rookies will be in the team facility the next few weeks because rookie minicamp is just right around the corner, mid-May. So they'll be all in the building. We'll hear from them again, but you get to hear from them first, get a little sense of their personality, a lot of fun. And hopefully we will hear from them many, many more times. Thank you so much for listening. Check out HoustonTexans.com. We've got all the coverage from the draft, you know, what happens next, some fun facts from the draft class, and a story on each and every single player. So you're going to want to check that out as you get to know your newest Houston Texan. So excited to bring this to you. Hope you had a blast listening to it and learning a little bit more about these players. That's going to do it for the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, go Texans.